It's the guy G Holy, and I'm back. New fiscal year. The new year don't really officially start until springtime when things start to spring up. So this is the new fiscal year. You know what I mean? So happy new fiscal year. This is the first of many chapters in the book that is the Dream Team Manifest. I'm the guy G Holy, and today, as always, I just want to appreciate the creator and the conceiver for allowing me to be in a space where I can say something to hopefully enlighten you, and you could take it with it, take it with you, put it in your backpack, put it in your car, put it in your sneaker, your shoe, and walk with it. If you don't, if it doesn't resonate with you, whatever doesn't resonate with you, take a picture of it, upload it, and then put it in the trash in your phone. So there's that. Today I'm gonna do like a far out thing. I think that y'all are well versed and advanced enough for me to start going like venture further out into the crazy train, right? So today I'm be speaking on why movies resonate with us so much. Where do I start with this? So we know that movies are used to do predictive programming. If you're not aware, they give you the future in movies so that by the time you see it, is either one or two things. By the time you see it in real life, is either one or two things, right? Because you can go back to old movies and then you'll realize we're living in the old movie now. So it's always a future play with the movies when they release, especially the big companies, Disney, Warner, things of that nature, So the new Matrix just came. I should have did a Matrix recap. It was kind of dope. But it's a thing called predictive programming, and it's to make you accept the future through normalization. I talk about normalization all the time on the manifest. Everything is normal once it's normal, right? Like if it's seen enough times, it'll become the norm. Doesn't mean that it's natural. Doesn't mean that it's regular. It just means that it's normal. So when they give you all these movies about the same thing, you can for sure guess that there'll be some version of it, or for sure come to a conclusion that there's some version of it in play for the future. When you watch the Jetsons and you realize, okay, the Jetsons is kind of living like, okay, flying cars exist, right? They in trials or whatever that is. We look at people on our cell phones. I don't even think the Jetsons was doing that. I think they had regular phones. We got robots cleaning our houses. If you've never seen the things, everybody has them, so I'm sure you've seen them, but it's like a little robot. I don't know, like some circular, I don't know what to call it, but it's like some thing that mops your floor constantly, like sweep and mop your floor or some shit constantly, like all day whenever it sees a mess or something. Like, so there's that portion and everything else, like, the way they dealt with money. Like if you go back to the Jetsons, you'll realize you're living pretty much in the Jetsons right now, so yeah, especially with the cars, they talk to you, they're smart, you don't have to know where you're going. So so there's a future play in every single movie that you see. And so through predictive programming, we normalize it, and then it either becomes, once we see it, we're not really tripping about it in real life, which is successful normalization, or we see it and it's so fantastical that it creates a cognitive dissonance in our minds. Like once we see something and we think it's fantasy to the point where that's our belief, once we see it in real life, no matter how much is right there in our face, we'll still look at it like fantasy. Like we'll have cognitive dissonance. Like we'll separate the truth from the truth. It's so weird, right? But they know that. That's why they, and when I say they, you know who I'm talking about. And that's why they put it that way, because it's an easy way to get people to submit to things, right? So cool. Movies resonate with us so much because we know it's the future. And we also know that it's us on the screen. I'm gonna explain that. Okay, what's the best way to explain this? All right, so there's us, like, you live your life, right? Like, you come in to the world as a character. You have a character. If you don't know, your spirit is a character. Your spirit takes the space of one of the 12 portals that you can actually come in through, which is, if you look in the sky, you can see the portals as constellations, right? So now we're dealing with astronomy. And astronomy gives birth to astrology, which is why we can know which day, what time, what location you came in. And we can know things about you without even knowing you, because we know what influence that you were born under, right? So astronomy gives birth to astrology, but portals open, like, all energy that comes to this plane is essentially from the other side of the plane. So Earth got two sides. It got the ethereal side and it got the material side, and they both power in each other. The material side is power in the ethereal side is power in the material side. That's why people who pray to their ancestors and things of that nature for, you know, spell work or whatever they do, like, to make things happen, is actually the way of, is actually proper protocol for manifestation, really, when you think about it, because your ancestors go back to the ethereal portion of Earth. And they power the, so it's like having friends that work in a place that you want to work at. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like you can go to your ancestors in a way, because they on the other side, and you can say, yo, I want this. But because they're powering this experience, they'll have influence in that space to materialize the things that you actually want. So that's the science behind that. Why I was saying that, I don't know. Okay, so yeah. So when you come here, you pick a character depending on what exact influence you come in under. And that's by the minute, by the hour, right? And you play that role. You play that role your entire life. Like, there are 12 different energies that we characterize and give them, like, human attributes, right? So we'll say, yo, Aries, you know, we'll say that Aries is the fire, because fire is, like, you know, reckless, it burn, it goes wherever. It don't have no caution. It's like, you know, fire is fire, you know, it's fiery, meaning it's just hype, it's ready to go. And we could see that fiery energy in people. So as an Aries, you would play out your life as an Aries character. You know what I'm saying? If your Aries is your sun is in Aries, your character, not your personality, because your moon is your personality, your actual character would be that of an Aries. And then when you go into more detail, the more specific you get with your reading, I don't know if you've ever had a full natal chart, but the more specific you get with it, the more you can know exactly your energy and what you will and will not do. You know, you'll know what's natural to you, like the way you came in. So you look at a screen, a movie screen, and you say, that's familiar. It's because you're playing a character also, right? And these characters, they have, like, you know, sub characters that would be like your friends and things of that nature. But in this world, it's like in this movie, the main character is the center of the universe that also resonates with you because, well, not the center of their own universe. And that also resonates with you because your life is like that. You know, you're the center of your own universe. You see on the screen, the decision making that they have determines exactly what goes on for the rest of the movie. So if they're, you know, like basically the movie is giving them their lessons. So they, their own, this is what happens with characters, their own character, the things they do within their character set off a chain of events where they end up learning a lesson from the universe in the end. That's exactly what happens in movies. So you'll start off, a person will be like, let's say a person will have a lot of pride and ego, right? So boom, their pride and ego will get them into a position where now they have to challenge their pride and ego. So you might have a person come in with pride and ego, and then they might get turned into a bum or something, like Trading Places, the movie Trading Places or something. They might turn into a bum. And along the way, they would have to do the opposite of that. They would have to like humble themselves and things of that nature. So when they actually, at the end of the movie, they're not the person they started as through a chain of events that they set off by just being themselves. And that's also you in real life. Like these are the, this is the way the universe talks to you. You set off a chain of events according to your character. It presents challenges, and you, the only way to come through on the other side is to change a bit of your character, to learn the lesson that the universe is trying to give you. So that's another thing. The fact that they are, let's see, because it's not an easy concept to break down. So, let's see. You got the director, right? So the director is the person whose eyes that we see the events through. And that also resonates with real life because we all directors of other people's movies, if that makes sense, because we're the eyes that the story is seen through, you know, besides the main character. So like you might have one friend, let's say you got having relationship problems, right? You might have one friend that look at your relationship problems and see it this way and give you this take on it. The same way a director do. The same way, okay, the director get the script and he's like, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to show this story. And then you got another friend that's like the opposite. Like one friend might be telling you leave because they see those events in your life with your relationship as something you need to release from. And then somebody might say stay because they see, you know, the end goal in your relationship. But I'm just saying they're being directors at that point, you know? So God has, okay. So the reason why movies resonate with us in the most simple form is that when God press play, we in a play. People all often ask, how did the world start? How did the earth start? You know, they give all these dinosaur theories and things of that nature. None of that is true. What happened is God chose the characters and pressed play. This is exactly how it started. Things started in motion already because God, or who you would call God, has already set the ways and the patterns up. So like we started like you start a movie. When you do you see people growing up in a movie or being cells? Like do when you see a movie, do it start with the main character being a cell or a sperm cell? And then with the, no, not like 99.9% of movies don't start like that with the main character. It just starts in motion. That's also the way life started. It started in motion, and God's chosen these characters, and we're actually putting on a play for God. God is seeing himself through us. It's the only reason we exist, is because we are all pieces of God. But God, if you didn't have, I say this often on the on this, right? On the manifest. If you're a single being in a vacuum, You would have to create a mirror to see yourself. You would have to have a point of relevance to know what you are. I wouldn't know if I was big or not if I didn't stand next to something that was small or big. So when God divided himself into 8 billion pieces, there you have humanity. So essentially, we're putting on a play for God so that God can see itself. Whatever you would call God, I'm just saying God because it's like a general word that people understand. You know what I mean? Creator, architect, things of that nature. Whatever you want to call this thing, the blueprint, whatever. So we are putting on a play, and God knows that every single bit of this is why Christians and Muslims and religious folks who shame the devil, it kind of really don't make sense, because God said all of this is him. God never separated himself from the devil. But people do that so that they can justify the praise for the being. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because they wouldn't want to praise a being that wasn't on one side, because they don't understand that God is dual in nature. And that's why the nature of this reality is dual. So God wouldn't make the same statements that people make for God. Like, they blame the devil, like the devil is not a part of God. It's God splitting itself into two to see. That's what I'm saying. You need a mirror image of yourself. You know what I'm saying? And when you split yourself up, you no longer even yourself. So the two sides is going to play out, and you would sit at the top and just watch those two sides play out. That's why, you know, Freemasons, they use the checkerboard, the black and white. That's why they pull you into different directions, Democrat, Republican. You know, they try to, you know, black, white, whatever it is, right? Because they following God. That's the nature of God. You know what I'm saying? And true understanding and enlightenment is going to come from, you know, rising above the dual nature and just seeing it as one, you know, because at the top, that's how you would. God's view of this play that we're doing is from a top down. So God don't have no dog in the fight. God feels the same way about the murderer as he do about, you know, the person who's never had a sin in his life. It's just two parts of him. You know what I'm saying? Or it. One part is, you know, I'm merciful. I never want to, you know, see anybody go through anything. It's I don't want hardships. And then it's the severe side, the Satan side, where it's like, you need to learn your lesson, you know? And that's why something like good cop, bad cop is such a good method. Like, when you have the devil on one shoulder, angel on another shoulder, that's the perfect way to get energy out of somebody, because they're going to be swayed one way. And once they sway, they're getting out of their godly self, because the path, the middle path, or the path of that's no path is the real path, you know. But that's a whole different topic and discussion. But just know that movies resonate with us so much. Storytelling in general resonate with us so much, because we're in a story. We're in a story. We're in a play. We're in a movie. We all have our own individual perspectives, but so do the characters in the movie. We all direct our own things because we see our own life through our own eyes. And yeah, it's three views you can take of your life. You can have the character view, where it's like first person. Or you can have the director view, which is like a 4D view, where you're looking at everything. And then you can have the 5D view, or the God view, which is I'm just watching it on the screen when it come out. You know what I mean? Like, your conscious got the ability to go into either one of those things. Like, how do you think people get through prison time successfully? They separate themselves from the time. They go from their subjective self, their 3D self, their character self, to their director self, their 4D self, the self that's spaced a little bit back. I don't know if you ever played like a the video game that's a this is like a racing game. It's at every arcade. It's like Cruising or some shit. And when you put your quarter in, they let you choose the view you want to drive from. That's also the ability you have as a conscious being, a human, is that one, they put you in the behind the wheel. So you can see like behind the wheel of the car. That's one perspective. Another one is they give you the perspective of right outside of the car, like hovering above the car. You can't really see a lot of other cars, but you like close to your car enough to, you know, function it. And then the fifth D view, the 5D view, or the top view is you see everything. You could like barely see your car, but you're still operating it. And you can do that. Like I said, it's like when people say mind over matter, they going into their 4D self because they got the ability to do that. But that's why, like, all right, so put this together. God got different views it could see through. God is seeing, recording everything that you do through your own eyes. Like, you were born with a set of like a recording set called eyes, called ears, called everything is recording this information for God. And that's where you get things like the halls of Amenti and things of that nature from. It's the place where they say all of the recorded history of man is at, but not like the recorded history, like somebody saw it and they recorded it, but like literally what people see through their eyes, you know, or what they feel, whatever it is recorded in it's in a space that you can attain if you get to a certain level, vibrational level, right? Or you pass, or things of that nature, right? So I'm saying, you can choose which view you look at yourself through only because God chooses which view it looks at itself through. You know, like, you can be, God could go look through you and be like your character and feel what you feel. Or it could take the 4D view, step back a little bit, look at the whole play. Or it could take the top view and just be like, all right, you know, look at us like ants. You know what I mean? And I don't mean this literal. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's such a hard concept to try to get to. And I'm at 22 minutes. I'm usually cutting it at 17. But I guess I'll do a part two. I might do a part two. I know when I say that, I never do part twos. But I just want to, I don't want to over-explain, but I don't want to under-explain. But movies resonate with you because you're in a movie. Point blank, period. You're in a movie called Life. The movie is called Life. And it's the executive producer and creator is God. You know what I mean? And then, you know, it's starring Jesus and, you know what I mean? Like, whoever else. As you know, Jesus represents the North Pole where everything actually comes from. You know, the projector is at the North Pole. But like I said, I'm getting into more shit. That's it, man. You resonate with a movie because you're in the movie. And you know that this is the way life is for you subconsciously without even knowing it. Like, you know, like you identify with characters because you are a character. That's how I say it, take one to know one. Why do we cry when characters die in a movie? Because we got to face a death one day. We being empathetic at that point because we know that we are characters, right? So we are all characters in God's movie and we all playing our part. And I'm playing my part right now by doing this manifest and enlightening some folks on some things. So hopefully when I listen back to this, it'd be good enough to put out. And this is why movies resonate with you. You're in one. I'm the God G Holy. This has been the Dream Team Manifest. I see y'all next time. And the next time will be sooner than the last time.